okay, just relax. He's been your best friend for a long time. We're just going to hang out and do like we always do. Just because we haven't seen each other in a few months doesn't mean things will be different. You're still just one of the guys. Yeah. He's not gonna freak out, and he's not gonna treat you like any of the guys did back at university. And it's not like we haven't talked while we were away at school. Okay. Calm down. It'll be fine. Hey, it's good to see you too. A hug? Yeah, of course. Sorry, I just didn't expect it, that's all. Hi. Are you wearing a cologne or something? No, it smells really nice, that's all. So, are you gonna invite me in, or do I have to stand out on the porch all day? I hope you're not such a dolt at school. Your parents won't like having wasted their money on tuition. What? Oh. Yeah, I grew my hair out a bit. The hairdresser near the campus was really expensive, so I just kind of let it get long during the year. Does it look weird? Not that it matters, it's just hair, you know, you can cut it, it grows, it's fine. Yeah? Cool. Yeah, I've kind of found myself liking it this long. At least I can do more with it than I could when it was short anyways. So, what do you have planned for us? Yes! Love the classics! I didn't bring my console to school. I was worried that someone would steal it in the dorms, so I haven't had any good gaming time in a while. Oh man, your basement is just like I remember. I guess your parents didn't gut it like they threatened after all, huh? I cannot tell you how often I thought about hanging out down here. I really missed you. Missed hanging out with you here. Damn it, my ass groove is gone. I guess that's my punishment for being away so long, huh? What? Oh, yeah. I am wearing yoga pants. Yes, I remember what I used to say about girls who wore yoga pants. Okay. First of all, most of the girls who wore yoga pants back in high school were the ditzy girly girls, so I wasn't wrong there. Okay, sure, Sarah Romero wasn't a bimbo. She was pretty cool, but you checked her out every time she wore yoga pants in Mr. Holland's class. You did so! I caught you several times! I was just a good enough friend not to call you out on it. Don't be embarrassed. Sarah's cute, and she definitely qualified for booty status. Maybe you should see if she's around this summer. Oh, so you're gonna turn this back on me, huh? Fine. Well, to be honest, I put on some weight at school. Not a ton, but, you know, some. And my jeans didn't fit right, so I bought some new cheap stretchy pants until I lost the weight or could save up for new jeans. Poor ass college student, you know? Besides, as much as I hate to admit it, these things are really comfy. Girls are basically walking around in pajama pants all the time and absolutely getting away with it. So, are we done talking about women's fashion yet? Can we start playing? Good. Which of our old games do you want to play? Maybe don't pick something online. I am rusty as fuck, and I do not feel like being abused by a kid whose balls haven't even dropped yet. excellent choice. So, tell me about college. How'd the rest of your semester go? Yeah? That's good. I'm glad you're having a good time. And that you're not flunking out without me around to help you. No? You really think you would have gotten through chemistry without me? Okay. If you say so. Really, though, I'm glad to hear your classes went well. How did you like living in the dorms? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Me? Well, I had a single for my room, but I had to share my bathroom with my neighbor. It actually wasn't so bad. The girl I shared with, Emily, was really feminine. Actually, surprisingly, we got along really well. She definitely was not as bad as I thought she was gonna be. I actually ended up learning a few things from her. She was the one who told me to switch to tights when my jeans stopped fitting and I felt, put on some weight. Let's just focus on finishing this level. Ha ha, there we go. Not bad. Like riding a bike, you never really forget. Whew. Yeah, I am a bit warm, I guess. Oh, I am? I'm just sweating a little. It's a bit stuffy down here. I guess your dad hasn't turned on the AC yet. Yeah, I know my big sweatshirt isn't really helping anything, but have to show off that college campus pride, you know? Could you maybe get me a glass of water, please? I'm sure that'll help. Thanks. Ooh, get a hold of yourself, girl. You're being ridiculous. He's your best friend. You've known each other for years. He's acting just like old times. You are the one being weird here. Though he seems a bit more confident. And he didn't mind the new clothes. Whatever. Doesn't matter. He's still the same great guy, and he's not going to freak out just because my body is different. Oh, I wish it wasn't so weird. Oh, he's coming back. Just act natural. Hey, that looks refreshing. Thank you. The water is great. Nice and cool and refreshing. Thank you. Me? No, there's nothing wrong. I was just thinking that it's still a little warm in here, that's all. Ready for the next level? Great. Hey, actually, there is something that's bothering me. Fuck. This is embarrassing. The reason I won't take off my sweatshirt is because, like I said, I put on some weight, and I'm embarrassed about how my body looks. It's really different from when you last saw me. That's really sweet of you. I mean, nice of you to say. It's just, well, my body looks different now than the last time we saw each other. I've been really uncomfortable about it. You don't know how much it sucks to have your favorite shirt not fit right anymore, or those comfy jeans you like not fit over your ass. Sorry. So, if I take my sweatshirt off, you promise not to make fun of me, right? Thanks, man. I really appreciate that. I knew I could trust you. Whew. That feels better already. Shit. Is this too weird? I saw the look on your face. Fuck. I know I look so different. No, don't be embarrassed. I'm the one who's embarrassed. At least you're not gawking at me like a frat boy dickhead. Yeah. When I put on weight, I didn't really get fat or anything. Well, except maybe my ass and my thighs. I just had a sort of growth spurt. I guess I know where my freshman 15 went. God, I'm practically bursting out of my tank top. I was scared how you'd react, so I tried to wear something as light as I could under my sweatshirt so I wouldn't have to take it off and have you see all of this. It's dumb, I know. So, now you know. Your tomboy best friend turned into a Barbie doll since you last saw her. My new curves have gotten me a lot of unwanted attention, which fucking sucks. When I started to fill out, I tried to use the school's gym, but I felt my tits bouncing and my ass jiggling. I felt like a fucking bimbo. And then some asshole wolf whistled at me, so that was that. I'm not joking, an actual wolf whistle, like a fucking cartoon. I slugged him right in the gut when he came up to me. After that, I figured the gym might not have been a good idea if I wasn't trying to get my new body noticed. I guess you weren't expecting this, huh? I guess this is comeuppance for all those times I made fun of the girly girls and hot girls at school. Now I'm bustier than anyone I can think of in our grade. With my hair grown out and my curves, I bet most people wouldn't even recognize me right now. How do I feel about it? Ha! Weird! Is that a good enough summary? I mean, I miss how I was. The sporty tomboy was my thing. I hate how some guys look at me now. My friend from school, Emily, she told me I should just embrace it. But I don't know. At first, I could borrow clothes from her at least, until I outgrew her size. And now I have to figure out how to find bras this size, and it's just not easy. Thank God for online shopping. Hey, you're staring. Oh, it's my fault. Okay, fine, I was talking about them. My bad. You're off the hook. For now. I guess, we can get back to playing now, if you want. Cool. So, did you end up dating anyone at school? What? Why can't I ask you that? You used to tell me everything. Is there some perky little psychology major waiting eagerly to see you again in September? You're blushing. There totally is, isn't there? You would be the one who'd go for the girl across the hall. Were you guys dating? Casual doesn't sound like you. I mean, you've always been the type to look for something more serious. And you were always too shy to get out of your own way when it came to anything casual. Come on, tell me I'm wrong. Me? Well, there was this one guy at the beginning of the year. He seemed decent at first. We fooled around, but then he turned out to be a real dickhead about it. It really pissed me off. Then, well, I couldn't really trust anyone later, given how so many guys just wanted to get in my pants once they saw what I looked like. Fuck. I've got to get my head in the game here. We can save the girl talk for after, okay? Shit! I'll revive you. Don't worry. I got this. Yes! Ha ha! Another win for the dream team. It feels so great to be playing again. How about a little break after that round? Excellent. Caught you. Yes, I did. You were totally checking me out again. Mm-hmm. You were. I'm not mad. I don't blame you. I'm curious about it too, to be honest. What do I mean? Well, I mean, I don't really know what it feels like to put this new body of mine in action. Like I said, I've fooled around with a guy or two, but I haven't gotten a chance to even think about enjoying it since I really filled out. It's so different. People treat me like I'm a totally new person, even though I promise it's still your tomboy best friend inside. I mean, it's my body. I should be able to enjoy it, but I only want to with someone who respects me, you know? Not just someone who's in it for this. Still, that's what I meant by I'm curious about it. Does that make sense? You're staring again. Would you like to see me? Okay. Huge, aren't they? I bet it's a real shock compared to when we went swimming last summer. God, I would explode out of that old bathing suit. I'm gonna stand up so you can get a proper look at me. You know, aside from Emily, you're the only one who I've let look at my new body like this. I've kind of been keeping it a secret. It felt gross how guys would gawk at me with my clothes on. I can't imagine how they would look at me when I'm out of them. But when you look at me... Curves in all the right places now. See how the tights are stretched to the limit back here? I definitely can't go out in public in them, unless my sweatshirt is covering my ass, of course. It's so full and round, isn't it? Definitely big enough to be called a booty, right? It even jiggles when you give it a smack. Watch. See? You don't mind if I take them off, do you? You know, it's funny. I'm stripped down to my underwear, and I'm still feeling hot. What about you? Nice try, mister. I saw your bulge. You like my new stacked body, don't you? No, don't cover yourself up. Why don't you show me? It's only fair, isn't it? Shit. Your boxers look tight. What? I'm allowed to look. You're checking me out, aren't you? It's okay. I'm turned on, too. Yeah, I am. My panties are definitely getting wet. Why don't you take your shirt off, too? So, now that I'm nearly naked and you're nearly naked, maybe I could come over there and get a little closer to you. I need this, man. I need you. Do you like my ass? resting on your thighs like that. I bet you like my big tits in your face even better. You can touch me. I want you to. Sorry, it's just, I'm excited. Don't be shy. It's me. You know me. You can do whatever you want. We can trust each other. Fuck. I knew you'd go for my tits. They feel really good in your hands. Squeeze them. Just like that. What else do you want to do? You kissed me. No, it was good. It was more than good. I just... Oh, fuck it. Holy fuck. Yeah, I know I'm grinding on you. And it feels amazing, doesn't it? Here, slide your hand down there. Feel me. See? Soaking wet. Can I tell you something I've been fantasizing about? I've been thinking about how it might feel for a guy to suck on my nipples. They're really sensitive, and I think it would feel really nice. Will you do that, please? I want you to take my bra off, and I'll grind your cock while you do it so we both feel good. Oh, ah, shit. No. Keep going. Oh, keep going. That's it. Do that again with your tongue. Huh? Oh, I love it. Yes. Yes, suck on my big tits. Oh, suck on those big, heavy tits in your face. Fuck. Oh, your lips and tongue feel so good. Good, flicking around my nipples, sucking on them. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh. I want more. Can't you feel how hot and wet my little cunt is through our clothes? I feel so good rubbing against your cock. Do you want to fuck me? Oh, thank God. I don't know if I've ever been this horny in my life. Fuck. No, nothing. You've got a nice cock. Yeah, you do. You've been holding out on me. Wait, what are you doing? Why are you getting on your knees? Are you going to... Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, yes. Eat my pussy. Do it. Oh, God. Say that again. Say how good I taste, please. You like my girly juices all over your tongue? Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, my clit. Suck it. It's so sensitive. Please. Please. Oh. Yes. Grab my ass. Oh, dig your fingers into my round, juicy ass and hold me up. Oh, my knees are getting weak. I don't know how much longer I can stand here like this. fuck. Oh, playing with my tits while you tongue my slit is amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to fuck you. I want to fuck your brains out and just give in. Do you want to fuck me? Oh, get down on the floor. Yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Look at that hard cock standing up waiting for me. I've wanted this dick for a long time now. I'm gonna ride you until I see stars. Oh, yes. Fuck your dick. It's splitting me open. Oh, do you feel how wet I am? How wet and how warm I am. I'm gonna take this whole fucking thing inside me. Oh, no matter how tight you stretch me. I need it. Jesus Christ. You're throbbing inside me. Fuck. I want to scream with how good it feels. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready for me to start fucking your thick, gorgeous cock? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Play with my tits while I fuck your hard cock. Yes. Oh, yes. Squeeze them like that. Squeeze them and... Oh, I like it when you tug my nipples. While I ride your cock. Fuck. So, do you like looking at my body? Do you like these big fucking bimbo tits I have? Oh, I like them too. I admit it. I feel so sexy now. Tell me, do you like your tomboy friend turned into a busty, horny fuck toy for your dick? Oh, I felt that cock twitch. I think you love it. Fuck me. Oh, fuck me like I deserve. Fuck me like I've always dreamed. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Have you thought about fucking me before? Thrusting this cock into me and hearing me scream? Me too. Oh, you love my tight pussy riding you? You love watching my tits bounce in your face, my fat ass hitting your thighs. Oh, I love it too. Yes, don't stop. Do what you want with me. Make me your big titted bimbo slut. Oh, fuck, yes. I feel like a big man, huh? Getting on top like that. Now fuck me. Oh, shit. Oh my god, you're hitting so deep now. Oh my god. Oh, you're gonna fuck my brains out like that. Oh, I'm going crazy with how good your cock feels. How much you're filling me up. How much you're stretching my tight, wet little pussy. Fuck, that's it. That's it. Do me like a little busty slut. Oh my god, more. Don't stop. I need this. I need you. I need you to Fuck me like the bimbo whore that I am. Fuck me. Fuck me. Ugh. Yes. Oh my god. Pound your cock into my slutty little pussy. Oh god, yes. Grab onto my round hips. As I wrap my thick thighs around your butt. Ugh. Oh, I need to pull you in as deep as you'll go. I need to feel you. Fucking me deep. I'm getting close. I'm getting close. Keep pounding my pussy. Fuck me hard. Oh, God, yes, drive your cock into me. Yes. Yes. Oh, shit. I'm gonna come. No, don't stop. Keep fucking me. Keep fucking me. No. No, no, no. Don't you dare fucking pull that cock out. I need it. I need your cock inside me when I come. I need to squeeze my pussy around your cock. Fuck me deep. All the way. All the way. As deep as you fucking can. Yes. Fuck me. Fuck me. Come with me. Oh my god, come with me. I need you. I need you to come with me. Come. Right. Fucking no. Come. Come with me. Come. Holy fucking shit. That was incredible. All that build up finally released. All right. Not to spoil the moment, but you're not weightless there, buddy. It seems like I'm not the only one who came hard, huh? Want me to clean you off? There's no need to be shy now. I'd say we know just about everything about each other now, and I hope this isn't a one-time thing. Like I said, I've missed you a lot. I want us to spend the summer together, when we can, doing our old things and, well, now our new things. I want to experience what this new body of mine can do. And I think maybe you and I can learn some fun things to do together. Come here. This is gonna be a great few months.